The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Since we hooked up with Sam Reed a couple of weeks ago, I've been really looking forward to this because this truly is one of the best events in the Des Moines Metro, and it happens next week. We're going to learn all about it with our guest Sam Reed from the Zeta Kappa Lambda Foundation. Welcome, Sam. Good to have you here, man.
Thanks, Michael. Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about you before we get into,
A little bit about me.
Who is Sam Reed?
Who is Sam Reed? Sam Reed is someone who comes by way of Wichita, Kansas.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and came here to go to Iowa State University. So been here essentially since 2000.
Yeah.
Came here, met my wife at Iowa State University, been here ever since.
Nice job.
A part of the Des Moines community. So I've got my wife, my two sons, Isaac and Elijah.
Great names, by the way.
Yep, great names. Highly involved with them, and highly involved in the community as well. So,
what do you get to do when you're not here talking about black and gold ball?
Yeah, when I'm not here talking about black and gold ball, I'm either coaching a basketball team.
There you go.
Spending the time with my wife, or doing things with my church, or
working stuff. Huh?
Working stuff. That's. Absolutely. Working stuff.
And got to turn the crank, baby, every day.
Man, every day.
I understand
so it's
that.
A balance of priorities.
So this is, and I started out by saying, Sam, this is really one of the best events in the city. And it truly is. We've gone, I think, almost every year for the past 4 or 5 years. And let's just break it down. What is this event, the Black and Gold Ball, and what does it do?
Yeah, so the Black and Gold Ball is a black tie event, and it's a way for the community to come together and celebrate students and heroes within the greater Des Moines community. We've got five scholarship recipients that we awarded last year. This year we'll be awarding seven scholarship recipients. So, yeah,
nice.
Yep, stepping it up
and
a little bit.
And these are not cheap scholarships.
These are not cheap scholarships. These are anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 scholarships.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, the community comes out, they get behind these students, and they support these students, and they also are here to not only support the foundation, but to raise funds for our other programming as well.
What other programming? And by the way, we should also clarify, Zeta Kappa Lambda is part of, if I'm correct on this, is Alpha Phi Alpha? Is that
so? Zeta Kappa Lambda Education Foundation is a nonprofit organization.
Correct.
And that nonprofit organization was started to raise funds to support different organizations with programming.
Right.
And primarily Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated carries out a lot of the programs that the Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation supports.
There you go. So they're all interrelated of some sort. And,
yep.
And I think listeners would be impressed to know that Alpha Phi Alpha is the oldest African-American fraternity in the United States. Is that accurate?
That it is the first black intercollegiate fraternity, African-American fraternity.
Very correct. Cool group. All right. So this event is happening on Saturday the 17th. And you're offering scholarships to individuals.
Yep.
What can people expect at the Black and Gold Ball?
That's, you know, you really have to come out to experience it. It's truly an investment in our future. I know I overheard you talking about stocks a little bit earlier on your show. You know, and the market's so volatile right now; it's up and down. Our students that are focused, that are ambitious, that are driven, that want to pursue leadership in education, they're consistent. And so what the Zeta Kappa Lambda Educational Foundation does is we're investing in them. And if you come out to this event, what you see is a community of people, partners, supporters that are investing in young people.
Yeah. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you get to go, and I hope that you do, tickets are available all over the place. And we'll have links, by the way, for you to be able to buy your tickets online. But one of the cool things about this, Sam, is you got to come dressed.
You do. You got to come dressed. So that's a part of it. We we want to make sure that, you know, we're doing it in style, and you know, we're respecting the students, we're respecting the heroes in our community. So it's a black tie tux, you know, yeah. and evening gown event. It's nice.
It is nice.
It comes with dinner, and you know, it comes with entertainment. There's dancing toward the end of the night
Who's playing this year? What are you doing?
So we've got a live DJ this year. There's been some years where we've had live music as well, but this year we'll have a live DJ. So
it's a good thing that you have a live DJ. I mean, having a dead DJ would not be cool.
It doesn't.
It know, doesn't work very
it's
well.
It's like one song on repeat, a constant scratch.
don't go there. All right. So do you have a headliner or a main speaker? What's going on there?
So our MC for the evening is Corey Harris, and he is with Des Moines Public Schools. And if you've been to an event before, you know that he does an excellent job of emceeing the event. He does an excellent job of recruiting future talent for Des Moines Public Schools. I think the count is at minimum 17 times that he'll recruit during the actual.
Is that right?
he'll stop and he'll say, "Okay, now you guys have bright futures. I just want to let you know and extend an offer now that Des Moines Public Schools has excellent opportunities." It's funny.
But it is fun.
We want to invest in our talent, and we want to keep them here. So that's a good plug to try and keep talented individuals in the Des Moines area.
And these scholarship award winners, do they mostly come from the metro area?
Yes. So most of them do. And that's one thing with our application process that we've been revamping. In the past, we've had applicants that have come from outside of the Des Moines area, but were going to universities within Iowa.
Correct.
And they were awarded scholarships. And that's the case this year as well. I think we've got an applicant that lived outside of the Des Moines area, went to high school outside of the Des Moines area, but is going to a Iowa university.
Got it.
And so they're actually receiving a scholarship. But going forward, the application process, we really want to focus on students that are coming out of high schools from the Des Moines area.
Yeah.
And
that would make sense, Sam, because that's where you're
absolutely
where the population is, right?
That's where the population is. Yeah. It's where our support group is. It's where we want them to be able to come back and basically pay it forward, you know, as they become productive citizens of our community.
We're talking with Sam Reed, ladies and gentlemen, about the upcoming Black and Gold Ball on the 17th of this month. There's a reception, I know, prior to dinner, and then speeches and awards, and then the dancing starts. And this can go into the evening.
This is 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So the program usually lasts about an hour and a half, and then the entertainment starts. So we'll introduce the scholarship recipients. The scholarship recipients will each spend some time you know, talking to the audience. And then we also award a person from the community that we consider an influential leader with community.
Okay. Right?
And they receive the Alpha Award of Merit. And this year it's Paul Danforth for his contributions, Dr. Paul Danforth for his contributions that he's done within the community. And he's been, you know, he's been awarded DSM Magazine, Sage is over 70.
Sure.
He's got plenty of accolades. Probably his highest one is recognition from the House of Representatives for the work that he's done within the African-American community in Iowa.
So this is going on next weekend on Saturday. And all kinds of festivities, all kinds of fundraising has been going on. What other activities does the fraternity have through the foundation?
So the foundation has the Leadership Development Institute.
Mm-hmm.
The Leadership Development Institute is it's essentially where we take students, we chaperone them, and we take them to a university that focuses on building leaders. So we take them out there. Last year we took 8 students, I believe, out to Northern Kentucky or Kentucky University. And then we also have Project Alpha, which is...
And what's that?
That's a program that we have within the Des Moines community. Some of our middle school and high school students, what we do, our last one was at Amos Hyatt Middle School. It's a collaborative project that we have with the March of Dimes. And there's 3 goals of that, which is sharing knowledge by combating ignorance and fear with information, changing attitudes by providing motivation toward positive changes in sexual behavior, then also providing skills by creating a sense of empowerment and self-esteem. And that's our Project Alpha program.
And this, that entire project, Sam, there's an important connotation here, ladies and gentlemen, that I think that you really have to understand to know more about this. This is really empowering individuals to
absolutely to
adjust their life, and they follow mentors like Sam, like yourself, Sam, and the other members of the fraternity. And you guys become mentors and role models at the same time. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What kinds of stories can you tell us that have had a positive impact on some of the young people that you've mentored or been with?
I think that's the biggest piece is the testimonials. And we've got testimonials that are we're doing a better job now of having those posted on our website that just recently got revamped, you know, thanks to Amina Hall. And we've got three posted up there now from scholarship recipients from young ladies who, you know, we our focus is all students, diverse, you know, students within the Des Moines metro area. You know, within the Amos Hyatt Middle School here recently, you know, some of the stories, the feedback that we've received from just interacting with them is that we're seeing them wrestle with ideas of positive decision making.
Okay. And that's not uncommon, is it, Sam? I mean, kids of all ages, of all backgrounds, at that time of their life, they're wrestling with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. They're coming into their own world, you know, they're coming into their own sexuality, they're coming in very aware of lots of other things, and so decision making process is even at that young age very important.
Absolutely.
And what are you finding? What are the kids talking about?
You know, they were mentioning that, you know, just amazing to see them wrestle with the ideas that were being presented to them. Ideas on, you know, intimacy, protecting yourself and your partner, making responsible decisions that could lead to either, you know, fatherhood or imprisonment. You know,
I'm with you on this. You know, these are some very tough times for people of all backgrounds, but in particularly when we look at incarceration rates, you know, in the justice system and the low number of individuals who happen to be African American here in Iowa, but yet the high number of incarcerated individuals. Yeah,
right.
I mean, it's way out of whack. And this program and what you guys do, I think, really does, and the women as well. Mm-hmm. There's a separate sorority there that works on a lot of these projects as well, have a major impact in some of these kids' lives.
Oh yeah,
and it should be celebrated.
And that's what this is. It's a celebration of investing in these students. So whether it's through mentoring, through the Project Alpha event, whether it's through some of the personal experiences that they receive while on the trip to go to the Leadership Development Institute, they're engaging with leaders that have experiences that they don't.
Right.
You know, so they're seeing it being role modeled for them up close and personal.
And it's so vitally important. And, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about lots of the bad things. You know, here on the Business News Hour, we don't do a lot of politics. We stick strictly to business. But we like to lift up the good stories that are out there, the really positive things that are going on throughout our community that will have an impact not on just today, but also tomorrow in the long run. And this is one of those things where you get with kids and you can really make a big difference. So once again, it is the Black and Gold Banquet ball. It's a Black and Gold ball, and that's happening next Saturday. So what are you wearing?
Saturday.
What are you wearing, Sam? Come on.
I will be wearing a tux.
Yeah, there you go.
And I can't tell you what I'm wearing on the tie yet.
Ah.
It's usually the day before I pick out a bow tie and we'll figure out which one it is.
Whatever color. Now,
it does matter what my wife wears.
I was going to say, so that's the important part. You know, whatever the bride wears, you know, you got to kind of. Yeah, I'm with you. Well, we look forward to that. Once again, it is a fascinating time. And for those of you who have never been, please consider this as your formal invitation to join us at the Black and Gold Ball next Saturday. Well, good stuff.
You know, one of the biggest things that if people can't make it out to the Black and Gold Ball is to check out the website, www.zko6.org. Check it out. Get a feel for, you know, what we're doing.
Sure.
Our mission is to, you know, bridge education and leadership opportunities for students, develop better citizens for our communities. We've got testimonials out there, and we have opportunities to contribute right there on our homepage if you feel like that's something that you want to invest in our youth. So, you know, if you're not able to make it out to the Black and Gold Ball, definitely check the website out, www.zkl606.org.
And we'll have links on the radio blog, too. So you don't have to necessarily remember all that, kids. We will have it on the radio blog. And a great photograph, by the way, of Sam will be there as well. Sam, thanks for doing this. We really do appreciate it.
And thank you for giving us the time.
You know, we will blow this up on social media over the next week so that lots of people will find out more about it.
Awesome.
And as you indicated, please go to their website. I mean, because it is a really nice redesign, by the way.
It is.
Good job. And the cool thing about that is you get to learn, you know, about some folks that are doing good in our community that sometimes we just don't often enough lift up. So that's there's your homework assignment for the next 7 days. But make sure you get a ticket for Grand Isle. Sam, thanks for coming in
and doing this. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Sam Reed, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about the Black and Gold Banquet that happens on the 17th of this month. Just a couple of, you know, you could, you know, maybe get a card for Valentine's Day, but let the real surprise be you're taking your intended or your girlfriend or your significant other to the Black and Gold Ball. That would be a Valentine's Day gift. Woo. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we heard from Christina Moffitt in the first half hour talking about two programs coming up with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. It's all about small business and money, which is sort of important if you're in business. And then, of course, the markets. We took a look at what happened today on Wall Street, and then Sam Reed with the Black and Gold Ball. We've got to clear on out of here. Close to 6 o'clock, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, well, he is the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Jeff Delvaux, well, he is the general manager for, well, the Des Moines Radio Group. He's the guy that sits in the big office in the corner, tells people what to do and how. James Goodlett is the fellow that produced and arranged all the music that you're listening to right now. For all of us, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.